Out of LGBTQ story time, the school board quit notifying the parents about books on gender transitioning and drag queens. On Wall Street, ahead of this morning's opening bell, the stock futures in positive territory, and Dow futures are up almost 350 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
You having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
With Progressive, it's easy to reach customer service with our app, website, chat, or by phone. Because when getting help is hard, it's not help at all.
A little help. A little help over here.
Thank you for calling Bench Press Assistance.
What?
Due to excessive gym volume, all available spotters are currently lifting heavy weights off the chests of other bench pressers.
Seriously?
Please continue to hold, and we will remove the barbell from your chest in the order in which your cry for help was received.
Getting assistance should be easy. With Progressive, it is. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliate.
Good morning. It's 9:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. The Baltimore Basilica is draped in black bunting as the Archdiocese of Baltimore and the Catholic community mourn the passing of Pope Francis. On Monday, Archbishop William Laurie, with Baltimore bishops, priests, and hundreds of parishioners gathered at the Cathedral of Mary Our Queen Monday to pray for the departed soul of Pope Francis and remember his living legacy focused on prayer, compassion, and unity. The Maryland Transportation Authority is responding to the National Transportation Safety Board's request to provide an update within 30 days on vessel collision risks at the Bay Bridge. The follow-up comes after the NTSB released a report saying Maryland did not conduct a critical risk assessment for the Key Bridge that could have identified its vulnerability to a major ship strike. The MDTA says the Bay Bridge has passed annual safety inspections for more than 30 years. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404 or online timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric, Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The season is still young, but 21 games in, you start to get a feel for things as far as your team is concerned. And so it is with the Orioles as they prepare for a three-game set with the Nats tonight at 6:45. Here's manager Brandon Hyde 2 months ago, February 19th to be exact, at the beginning of Orioles spring training.
I'd like to see us bunt for a hit a little bit more. I'd like to see us run a little bit more this year also. A lot of it's personnel driven as well, but I would like to see us definitely run more.
2 months later, the Orioles have fallen back on old habits. The power's there. They're sixth in the league with home runs in 31, but the speed and on-base percentage have taken a back seat. Orioles 22nd in OBP, 26th in stolen bases, 26th in walks. NHL playoffs last night, Alex Ovechkin notching a first.
Off this draw, it squirts loose. On tempo, ready, rebound, and tight. Score! For the first time in his career, Alex Ovechkin has a Stanley Cup playoff overtime goal.
In the 45th overtime playoff game of his career, no less, Joe Beninati with the call on Monumental. 3-2 Caps, the final game two is Wednesday night. Coming up in 30 minutes, it's off-season workout time in Owings Mills. And that is Stein on Sports.
Want the truth about investing in retirement? The stuff Wall Street does not want to tell you? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets. Interested? Bill O'Reilly here. Would you like a retirement strategy that allows you to retire with confidence without the fear of running out of money? Then please talk to Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
At 9:06, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
Temperatures are warmer today. They stay on the warm side the rest of this week. It's a dry day today, a mix of sun and clouds, 80 this afternoon. Tomorrow, sunny and 78. Thursday, near 80 the high. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680. WCBS.
Currently 62 degrees in Westminster, 69 in Easton, and 59 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. Is it really April 22nd? This month is flying by. I feel like we just got here. We're already headed towards May. Oh, man, oh, man. You know what? I love it, though, because I love summer. I love those days that are sticky hot, where many people are like, it's awful outside. I love it. I absolutely love it, and I adore it. I got some nice things to say this morning about a Democrat. You know, I hate doing it. I hate doing it, but I have to do it. Mayor Brandon Scott, gosh, and he's the one, you know, his policies, his views, they grate my nerves, but I have to give him credit because credit is due. I don't know if you guys heard or even saw, because there was live stream there, the State of the City address, and Mayor Brandon Scott was talking about, of course, Baltimore City and his accomplishments. But let me tell you what, Mayor Brandon Scott finally went in for media training. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Do we have sound where we can just give him a round of applause? I always wondered about that. No? Okay. Well, we'll just say clap, 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 clap. I am proud of him. I am. And you know what it is, too? Mayor Brandon Scott, like I said, our views do not match. We are not similar in any way, right? But when you've decided to take politics and be an elected official, you've decided to do that as a career, the least you can do for your constituents is be a decent public speaker. And I say this because, you know, and I know it's probably like, Kim, you're so judgy. I say this because that's the least you could do. You know, at the end of the day, a lot of times, you guys know this already because you follow politics, but the talking points, all that stuff is really kind of carved out for you, right? I mean, think about it. Everybody right now on the national scene of the Democrat Party, what are they all talking about? Kilmer Garcia being locked up in El Salvador. He's in some concentration camp, as they put it. You know, this whole thing. They give you the talking points when you wake up in the morning. So it's not like they have to go out of their way to think of, like, these courageous things to say, right? They're not going to be very brave either because they're all saying it, okay? The only thing they have to do is make sure they get booked on some media channel so that they can, you know, get their face out there to the public and raise their name ID because they're going to run for another office, right? It's not that hard of a job. Now, I will say those in the state senate or state house, their job, it can be tough in that 90-day session. But again, it's 90 days. It's 90 days out of 365 days. It's really not that hard. That's why when I got so upset when you had Delegate David Moon out of Montgomery County and they're advocating for a 3-day work week for those in the Maryland General Assembly. I said, what? What do you mean? You barely work as it is. And so that's why I say the least they can do is sound good when they step up to the mic. That's the least you can do. And I will say, it's not just Mayor Brandon Scott where I you know, have this criticism. There are others. I know if you listen to the show, you know that I critique others as well. I'm not saying I'm a perfect public speaker, but when I get up there to the mic, I'm doing the best job I could possibly do. I'm not continually looking at some piece of paper, right? I mean, he's been in politics his entire adult life, Mayor Brandon Scott. He's 41 years old. 41 years old. Imagine doing this since you were 19 years old. and you never got any better. I mean, you know, at that point, you're just thinking, well, you know what? What do I want to be when I grow up? I don't know. It's not might not be the job for me. If it takes you 20 years to figure out how to speak to the public and that's your job, that's a problem. But I'm going to go ahead and give him props because Mayor Brandon Scott, he finally did it. Now, the state of address, or excuse me, state of the city address, he did it in a TED Talk style. I don't know if you guys know what TED Talks are. If you ever go on YouTube, just type in TED Talk and you'll see. And so what he did is he was up on stage and behind him there was this huge screen. And, you know, occasionally it said, you know, the city of Baltimore, or it showed pictures of Baltimore, or, you know, he had like, you know, a couple of things to say about the homicide rate, things like that. You know, it was a great presentation. That's what I'll call it. It was a great presentation. He obviously prepared for it. He wasn't reading off of the script. Now, were there teleprompters in the room? Possibly. But he did such a flawless job, you wouldn't even know if there was. Okay, he did a great job. So to those that are listening that are, you know, colleagues of Mayor Brandon Scott or friends or Scott yourself, you did a good job. Okay, and I can say that 100%. I can say that. Yes, I'm patting him on the head. Good job, little boy. And also, I will say he brought his family out last night. I didn't understand their role because they kind of just walked out with him and then just walked off. But his family is adorable. They're a cute family, and I was happy to see them. You're always happy to see the kids, especially when they're well-behaved, too. They walked right out. He was carrying the baby. I guess that's Charm. Wait a minute. No, that can't be Charm. No, wait a minute. He was carrying Charm, and I think, yeah, she was carrying the newest baby, which I believe, don't quote me, I believe the newest baby's name is Camden, and Charm is the other one that he was carrying. Now, Charm is a big boy. That boy has been eating, okay? He might be a future Raven, that kid. But they all look so cute. And then he has now the stepson that was the son already from a previous relationship with his now wife, Hannah. And I thought they looked adorable. Anyways, those are the nice things that I wanted to say. Because I know I'm very critical. I'm very negative at times. But here, I wanted to make sure that I said that. Now, let's get into the real business here, okay? As I mentioned in the morning drive, if you didn't watch the State of the City address, I don't blame you, number one. But I watched so you don't have to, so don't worry about that. He did title or label Baltimore City the DEI capital of the world. Now, I thought this was interesting because the way that I view Mayor Brandon Scott, and I could be totally wrong on this, and you could correct me if you like, the way that I view Mayor Brandon Scott is I think that he believes that he is going to govern and run the city in general based on his own life experiences. Now, he's probably most likely not the only elected official that's done so. I said before in the past, I believe that we were locked down so long here in the state of Maryland under Governor Larry Hogan because of his battle with cancer and his underlying conditions. I really do feel that way. I feel as though that he was afraid, and yes, those with underlying conditions were contracting the virus. Many of them were, and you know, they were on ventilators in hospitals. But I think that's how he decided to govern, and then he was called Lockdown Larry. But I think he was Lockdown Larry because he was thinking about himself. The same thing with the former county executive, now Congressman Johnny Olszewski. Remember, he had removed the mask mandate. And he was allowing like 50% capacity in the restaurants and things like that. And then he got COVID. And then he put the mask mandate back in place. I said, wait a minute, this guy, aren't you the guy that's vaccinated? What do you mean? How did you get it, sir? Please explain this to me like I'm five. Because you told us it's the unvaccinated spreading the virus. Well, anywho. I do believe that there are some elected officials that do govern based on their personal experience. And that is why I was also very upset, again, across the aisle on my side of things, with Representative Ana Paulina Luna and some of the Democrats that she was, you know, standing beside on Capitol Hill, you know, just really fighting hard. I thought this was interesting. Fighting hard for maternity leave. Fighting hard. I said, wait a minute. So because you had a baby. And you can't really get to work like you believe that you should be able to get there, right? Because you're all the way down in the Tampa area. Because of that, And because this Brittany Peterson, remember, she was the congresswoman from Colorado, because she was having trouble going back and forth with her new baby, because you two decided to start this family while running for office, now all of a sudden we should be fighting for maternity leave? No! It is a privilege to be there. If you can't be there, step aside for someone that can be there. Okay? And I will continue to harp on that. I know when I was at the North County Republican Club meeting last week, I said, you know, I'm going to have to most likely, because I'm going to see her at a wedding here in the summer, I'm most likely going to have to say, you know, let bygones be bygones. A little bit of an apology, but a little nice. And I keep thinking about it. I'm like, you know what? Why? Why should I be nice? Why should I be nice in this, you know, situation? Because I thought that was ridiculous. And remember, you had Speaker Mike Johnson send everybody home. And they didn't get anything done, even though President Trump has other things on his agenda to accomplish. He sent everybody home because they would not stop with this whole maternity leave protest. And I'm like, what in the world? What are we doing? So I was mad about that. The same way I was mad about Sarah McBride in Delaware, right? The first trans congressperson. You knew. You ran for office and you knew there weren't any bathrooms for trans people. You knew that. You knew it before you ran. You did it anyway. All right? These are called consequences of your own actions. So you're on Capitol Hill. Congresswoman Nancy Mace rightfully stood up to you and said, no, this is a woman's space. You're not going to violate that. Now, she is being attacked. I don't know if you guys saw the videos that have been circulating. I know she was on Sean Hannity last night on Fox News. She's being attacked everywhere she goes now by trans people. They're showing up to her events. And they're telling her, oh, you should apologize, and how dare you stand in the way of trans women, and da-da-da-da, you know. She's being attacked everywhere she goes now. She's probably going to have to hire extra security. There was a video that came out over the weekend. She was in Sephora just trying to buy makeup. And here comes some guy in some Daisy Dukes saying, hey, you know what? When are you going to host a town hall where I can really speak my mind? She said, you're here now. What do you have to say? You know, it's kind of like, you know, but now she's being, you know, raked over the coals for it. But again, Sarah McBride ran for office. You should be mad at her. She ran for office knowing she's not going to have a bathroom there where she would be accepted there. So, you know what? There's one, and they talked about this. There's one bathroom in the basement of the Capitol that's gender neutral. Sarah McBride, you know what? Don't drink too much water. Don't have any beers on site, then you don't have to run, right? But there's one bathroom, you know, there for you on the Hill. And that's that, if you don't want to go into the men's room. And I don't suggest that you do. And so this is where I am, right? So when you're governing based on you personally, you know, Mayor Brandon Scott, during the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse, people were pointing out that he was a DEI mayor. Now, I actually came to his defense on social media, and I said he was elected. He was not selected in this position. Remember, there was a time where former Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake, she was selected basically for that position. He was not selected. He won fair and square. He won re-election fair and square. You got to give him that, right? Give him credit on that. So then, of course, I had a lot of Republicans saying, oh, Kim, you're DEI too. And I'm like, all right, fine. Guess what? I don't care if you call me DEI. That's where we differ. Mayor Brandon Scott, you know, he was offended by it. I don't really care. I don't care at all, because I'm just going to go about my day and I'm going to go to work, and, you know, as DEI as I am. I don't care. But he was very upset by it. You could tell that he was upset. But these are other things why I said, you know, a little bit of media training wouldn't hurt. Maybe dressing for work wouldn't hurt. He likes to show up in hoodies and sweats. That's, you know, look, if you want people to respect you and treat you like a professional, you have to dress like a professional. You have to present yourself as a professional. You get just one time and one time only for that first impression. If you walk out the gate on this national scene and you're wearing some hoodie, and you know what, when you showed up right after the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed, it was like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, I understand that. But the next day, where everybody else shows up in their suits, or everybody else shows up like they're ready to work, right? Even if it was like their windbreaker jackets and you still show up in sweats. Yes, they're going to call you DEI. Yes. Yes, they're going to degrade you. Yes, they're going to say some awful things. But that's what you chose to do. Life is about choices. He went on MSNBC. Remember that with Joy Ann Reid? And he had on the purple hoodie. And it had like DEI letters on it. And he's like, yeah, well, whatever. I am DEI. Well, here. See, again. again, this is where you put yourself on these. You know, it's just, well, anyways, I wanted to say, Mayor Brandon Scott, I'm very proud of you. You did a great job last night. I'm going to get into the details here because I don't agree with anything that you said. But the way you said it, great job. So we'll discuss that right when we get back. Real question for you. Is your roof leaking? Did you have damage from a storm? Have leaks, lost shingles, gutters, or downspouts? You may need to repair or replace your roof. Hate to tell you this, but you got to do it before the damage escalates. You got to call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. They will also work with your insurance company. Now, Wallace Roofing has been in business for over 92 years and is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs and do not use subcontractors. Now, getting a roof repaired or replaced is something that most homeowners dread. And when that happens, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price. Now, Wallace Roofing is privately owned and 0% financing is available. If your roof is showing signs of wear or problems, just go ahead and call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Again, that's 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, MHIC, number 1566. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing imbalance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine. And also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
All right, we're talking about the State of the City address. We just heard from Mayor Brandon Scott just last night. As I mentioned, I think he did a great job. Now, of course, I don't agree with some of the things that he said, but that does not neglect the fact that he did sound, you know, I think the best I've ever heard him. And so I just definitely want to give him his props. Also, in today's show, we're going to talk about the Expungement Reform Act that's coming out of the governor's office. Governor Moore is always doing things nobody asked for. You ever notice that? Transvisibility Day. Who asked for that? Right? Expungement Reform Act. You want to expunge violent criminal records? Who asked for that? We asked for less taxes and fees. Well, anyways, we're going to talk about that in the next hour. That actually goes with our question of the day. Also, the Baltimore juvenile justice system does something that I think I actually agree with. I know. We'll talk about that around 10:30. And also, Bill Gates is still being really weird. He's saying some really weird stuff out there. Here's the thing. I like Elon Musk, right? But there's times where I can say he's being weird. There's things that he does, very socially awkward, a little weird. And it's not even just the social awkward part, because there's a lot of people that are socially awkward. It's just some of the things that they say every now and again. And we're going to talk about this in 11 o'clock hour, because Bill Gates is now claiming that AI and robots will replace doctors and teachers. I think that's even weird. And he's saying within the next 10 years, by the way. I think it's even weird to discuss it. I really do. I really do. But we're going to talk about that at 11 o'clock hour so I can give you my take on it. Again, we're talking about the State of the City address. I am going to get to some of the comments that people left online as well, because believe it or not, there are a lot of Democrats that were not impressed with the address also. And again, I think he did his best to try to highlight his accomplishments, to put the city in a decent light, which I understand. You're the mayor, right? You're the mayor. That's part of your job. You have to sell the city. You have to be able to tell people, hey, this is a great place to live. You've got to be able to do that. Here's what I want to get into real quick here. First, he talked about Baltimore City. Now, Baltimore City has always been a very violent city for some reason. And I say always, I say my lifetime. Do I have time for this clip here, Brian, about the violent city? All right, take a listen to this and then we'll talk about it.
Baltimore has less violence today than we had in 50 years. Most of the city council wasn't alive then, and neither was I. Robberies are down 23%. Carjackings are down 19%. Auto thefts are down 40%. And every year, the U.S. News puts out a list of the 25 most dangerous cities in America. This year, Memphis was number one, followed by St. Louis, Detroit, Birmingham, Little Rock, New Orleans, Cleveland, Kansas City, Myrtle Beach, Denver, and I could keep going. Baltimore, for the first time in a long time, is not on the list.
And that was a bold-faced lie, because I have the list. Luckily, he talked about where the list was from. We have the list. He was right. Number one, Memphis, Tennessee. Two, St. Louis. Three, Detroit. Four, Birmingham. Five, Little Rock. Remember, he's saying that Baltimore City wasn't in the top 20. Six, New Orleans. He got that. Seven, Cleveland. Eight, Kansas City. Remember, these are all the same things he said. Nine, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. What are you guys doing down there in Myrtle Beach? I thought it was nice down there. What are you guys doing down there? All right, 10, Denver, Colorado. Yes, we did hear about some of the illegals causing a little problems in that area. We got 11, Minneapolis, 12, Milwaukee, 13, Salt Lake City, 14, Baltimore. Now, Mayor Scott, now why would you lie like that? Now, obviously, this is the same list. It's the same exact list. He actually noted where he got the list, and he still says not in the top 20. Yes. Now, are we 1, 2? Are we, you know, even in the top 10? No, we're not, and he should be proud about that. You shouldn't even have to tell that lie. You could say, for once, we're not in the top 5. But here we are on the list as number 14. So that was one of the lies. We're going to get into many of the lies that Mayor Brandon Scott told last night. One big one being, obviously, juvenile crime. And the fact that he didn't say anything about State's Attorney Ivan Bates or the former U.S. Attorney Eric Barron. And we know that they did a ton of work to curb the crime. So we're going to get into that. Also, he says Baltimore City is great for new families to move. Really? Looking at the school system, I would say that's a lie. We'll talk about all that more coming up next.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A 7-2 Supreme Court ruling pauses Trump administration deportations of illegal aliens suspected of gang involvement. The order is coming under fire from some legal scholars who say the high court broke its own rules by issuing the order before lower courts had a chance to chime in. Harvard is suing the Trump administration for withholding $2 billion in aid, citing the school's alleged refusal to enact changes aimed at combating anti-Semitism. At the Vatican, the first steps are being taken to choose a successor to the late Pope Francis. Steeped in centuries of church tradition, it is a carefully choreographed process. Meanwhile, the Pope's funeral, scheduled for Saturday at 4 a.m. Eastern Time. On Wall Street, the opening bell sounding, and stocks are starting off the day in positive territory. More details, srnnews.com.
Tim Munson here for AES Builder and Home Improvements. It's been an honor serving our radio listeners for over 35 years. At AES, we connect with families to help them make their homes beautiful, functional, and comfortable at the lowest possible price. We refuse to cut corners and do not bid to subcontractors. AES gives a 5-year free labor warranty on all our work, even though the state of Maryland requires only 1 year. Listen to what our customers are saying. The Liverman stated, "Out of all the projects done over the years, bar none, AES is absolutely the best." Kenneth said, "Your men are skilled professionals with exceptional results." Christine said, "They were very thorough and incredible, attentive to detail. Love it." If you want to save money on a new kitchen, bathroom, addition, or more, call AES today at 1-800-787-SAVE or see us on the web at aeshome.us. That's 1-800-787-SAVE. And remember, when we're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Oriole fans expressing their displeasure during, let's just call it, the incident on Sunday at Camden Yards, with a knock now on management for not getting enough pitching even after losing out on Corbin Burns. Here's General Manager Mike Elias saying it's just not as simple as it sounds.
My entire job is balancing the needs of the team, the needs of the roster, versus the acquisition cost and what that might do to affect future seasons. That's the job of being a general manager.
Ravens opened their voluntary workout season yesterday in Owings Mills. Among the players in attendance, linebacker Roquan Smith, talking about what he would prefer to see in 2025.
Yeah, all pros, this, that, all that stuff is fine, but it's about, like, you know, getting hardware, and like that's something you accomplish as a team, so that's more of like what I want.
Ravens looking to go defense heavy in the early rounds of the NFL draft, which begins Thursday night in Green Bay. Coming up in 30 minutes, another milestone for the Great Eight. And that is Stein on Sports.
Are you looking for weekly updates about the economy, the stock market, or hearing about wealth planning topics? If so, tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:20 a.m. for the Morning Market Flash featuring Tim Herb, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor at RBC Wealth Management. For immediate questions, call us at 855-360-VIEW. That's 855-360-VIEW. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC, registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
Plenty of sunshine, no rain through Thursday. The end of the week, we are dealing with some wet weather. Today, we've got some passing clouds, and that's it. It's warmer this afternoon, near 80 the high today, mid to upper 50s overnight, sunshine tomorrow, 78. 80 the high Thursday, and Friday, only a few afternoon showers. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
Our financial system is cracking under pressure. Your retirement is at risk. Take control now. Lear Capital is offering a free Sky High Silver Report and Precious Metals IRA guide at betternestegg.com. Don't leave your future to chance. Go to betternestegg.com.
True Green. Get a golf course quality lawn that's more affordable than you think. Don't wait. Sign up at TrueGreen.com for 75% off your first service. True Green, the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. TRUGreen.com.
Are you looking for weekly updates about the economy, the stock market, or hearing about wealth planning topics? If so, tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:20 a.m. for the Morning Market Flash featuring Tim Herb, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor at RBC Wealth Management. For immediate questions, call us at 855-360-VIEW. That's 855-360-VIEW. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC, registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
This portion of the Kim Klasick Show is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman, representing injury victims for over 30 years. On the web at maflaw.com.
All right, good morning to you. We are talking about the state of the city. And the city address was delivered just last night by Mayor Brandon Scott. And like I said, he did a great job. But he told some fibs. He told a couple of lies there. He said that Baltimore City was not in the top 20 most dangerous cities list this year. And it is. It is. We're number 14, okay? But it's not as bad as it usually is. That's why I thought it was interesting that he lied about it. Because this is the first time that you could say that we were not in the top 10 in decades. And you can celebrate that, honestly. But he went so far as to saying that we weren't in the top 20. Yeah, we are. We're number 14. Yes, we are. And yes, U.S. News does have the list if you want to take a look at the entire list. If you didn't hear us right before the break, just real quick, Memphis, Tennessee is number one on that list. And as somebody in the studio pointed out, don't know who it was, I know it's just Brian, the producer, and I here, but somebody in the studio pointed out that, of course, many of those cities are run by Democrats. And that is true. New Orleans, Miami, all those cities. Denver, run by Democrats. And then sometimes, every once in a while, you'll have a city in a red state, right? Say you've got New Orleans in Louisiana or Miami in Florida, right? And they'll be like, oh, it's because of the Republicans. It's like, no, it's a blue city. You know, that's the jurisdiction there. And usually, like here in the state of Maryland, if you recall, Governor Larry Hogan, he had to ask Stephanie Rawlings-Blake, the former mayor in Baltimore, permission to get involved with the Freddie Gray riots. Remember that? And he couldn't get a hold of her because she was like at the hair salon or something. She was ready for her big debut, you know. But he had to ask her first before he could really get involved. And that's how many of these cities work. So if, you know, New Orleans is insane and has this insane amount of violence, there's only so much of that the governor can do at that point. All right. Beyond that, Mayor Brand Scott did say that Baltimore is a great place to live and also to raise a family. Now, do you believe in that? I don't know if I do, but we'll talk about it. Take a listen.
Yes, I'm biased, but I can't think of a better place to get a job, grow a business, buy a house, or start a family than Baltimore. Yes, it's because of all the great progress that we've talked about tonight. Record reductions in violence, economic growth, investments in public health, new housing initiatives, world-class arts and culture, but mostly, it's because of Baltimore's greatest asset, the thing that really makes us Charm City. You, the people of Baltimore. This city is full of folks who love her, who want to make her better, and who will check anyone from outside who comes for her. I am grateful that I get to go to work every day to help them do just that, to make Baltimore better for your children, my children, and for all of us. Baltimore is built different. We are building different. And I invite you all to build with us. Thank you very much.
All right. So let's just break that down just a little bit. If you want to weigh in, you can at any time. 410-WCBM-680. That's 410-922-6680. Also, if you haven't already, download the WCBM app. It's free in the App Store, and you can text me through that app, and it comes right here live in studio, and I can read your text message. He said, I can't think of a better place to own a home, to start a business, to raise my kids. You know what? He got himself out of that by saying, I can't think of a better place. Yeah, he didn't think this through at all. He didn't think this through. You could literally go to West Virginia, Virginia, Delaware. You could go to any state that's surrounding the state of Maryland and actually do better, okay? When it comes to the city of Baltimore, you can go to surrounding jurisdictions and actually do better. Not a ton better because, of course, they're, you know, now outsourcing their criminals. But we'll get into that in just a little bit. You know, when it comes to, and I'll just break that piece down. When it comes to owning a home, a lot of people do talk about the property taxes in Baltimore City. A lot of people talk about the red tape, right? Or some of the things, the obstacles that are in front of them if they even want to revitalize some of these row homes. There's a lot that goes into this that anybody with any common sense would say, okay, this, if I do this, if I take on this project, I am in this for the long haul. Okay, this isn't like a one-time, let's flip it, let's do this, let's, you know, the family can move in by Christmas, da-da-da. No, you're in it for the long haul. And that is because of the regulations, the laws, the permits, all of the hoops that you have to jump through. It's insane. That's for those that are, you know, trying to flip a vacant and build from that, right? Because we have, what, is it still over 13,000 vacants in Baltimore City? It's still something ridiculous. Now, if you come and just, you know, you purchase a home, or if you rent here in Baltimore City, lots of renters will tell you Baltimore City rent is very high. Lots of landlords will tell you it's very high because of all the taxes and fees that they have to pay on their end, which is true. And then if you go to buy or purchase a home in Baltimore City, you're looking at a lot of different factors there. Do you have an open-air drug market on the corner of your street? There's many streets in Baltimore where you can actually check the box yes for that one. What kind of schools do you have in the area? Is it safe to walk right outside your front door? You know, there's a lot of different issues here where you're kind of like, I don't know if this is what I really want to do. And then the schools themselves, I mean, are they producing, you know, scholars? Are they producing some of the innovative thinkers that we see on the national scene? I could say, you know what, when it comes to Baltimore City, I don't know, when's the last time we've heard of somebody that actually contributed to society in an impactful way, not even just on the national level, but just say even the state of Maryland, that grew up in Baltimore? I was trying to think about that. The most that I've seen is, you know, the fact that you'll have some elected officials here within the state or that go from this state to Capitol Hill. Some of the elected officials, I could say, maybe grew up in Baltimore City. But we've talked about how a lot of the elected officials are very mediocre when you're looking at the national scene. So I don't know if Baltimore City has produced an individual where you would say, yes, let me get my kid into that neighborhood. Let me get my kid. Because usually when you hear people talk about Baltimore, they're talking a lot of times about a way to get out, right? A way to get out of the city. Some of those that have lived here their entire lives that maybe can't afford to leave. We talk about the food deserts, right? I mean, there's so many different things. The trash piling up. There's a litter problem, clearly, in Baltimore. I did hear a story yesterday about the issues that they're having with some of Well, we did talk about the camera tickets. That was, I think, on 83, where we were talking about that one company that owns two speeding cameras. So apparently, even beyond that, they haven't been issuing tickets to those that are running red lights across the city. There's like a whole story on it. And the guy, Jeb Weeks with Bikemore, he's on it because he believes that things are very dangerous for those that, you know, do decide to bike around the city, which he's correct in that, which is why I didn't understand why they were trying to put all these bike lanes absolutely everywhere. It's not safe to ride a bike in many areas of the city. Some areas it's just fine. But some of the bike lanes that you have on Penn North Avenue, who's riding a bike over there? Are you riding a bike from Penn North all the way down towards Monroe and going, you know, past Fulton? No, you're not riding a bike. No, not unless you have to, like a survival, you know, situation. You're not riding a bike over there. But they've got all these bike lanes now. It's really bizarre. It's bizarre. Anyways, we also talked about how the city had a hard time getting the streetlights up. We found that out last week from the city council hearing that they had. And they said, oh, wait a minute. When it comes to your calls into 311, if you report that there is a street light that has been either hit by a car or knocked down, you know, weather related, for some reason, it doesn't connect anymore. I guess it used to, because we had a caller that called in and said it used to. No longer does it connect to BGE, and is it like on a list somewhere where somebody would actually go and fix it? So they were talking about the fact that the streetlights weren't getting fixed because for some reason there's a communication breakdown. Many people tell you there's a problem with getting the trash picked up. And so there's even basic government functions that are not being addressed in Baltimore City, on top of the taxes, on top of the poor school system, on top of the fact that you don't have many businesses popping up here, you know, and that a lot of that also has to do with the state of Maryland and, you know, how we treat our small businesses. That's, you know, not just on Baltimore City. But again, he said that he can't think of a better place to own a home and do all these things. And yes, I could think of many places that you can do those things. More from the state of the city address. He did mention the homicides and non-fatal shootings. Now, he did say that those were down. Again, if you're looking at the data and you kind of align that with when State's Attorney Ivan Bates and when U.S. Attorney Eric Barron took office and started there what they call the Al Capone style or Al Capone method and really going after some of these big kingpins, you will see at that time is when you started to see this decrease. Now, there's also a decrease, and we talked about this a million times. There's also a decrease because they're now outsourcing their criminals to surrounding jurisdictions. So non-fatal shootings and homicides are up in Baltimore County. They're up in Howard County. They're up in Anne Arundel County. And so every county that actually touches, they're even up in Harford County. Every county that touches Baltimore City, you see an increase. And then when you go back and you look into, you know, whether it's the suspect that you're looking into, whether it's the victim that you're looking into, a lot of, I would say 90% of the time, Then you could trace it back to Baltimore City and some of the, you know, things that they were dealing with in the city, the issue that was brought out to the county. And a lot of times it's because those voucher holders that moved to the county, a lot of times they'll move their drama to the county with them. And this is why I say we see so many now open-air drug markets in areas that you normally would not see them, including Middle River, okay? Middle River and Compass Road. I will say that I have not seen them out there as much. Again, shout out to Baltimore County Police for always doing your job. I appreciate you. I also thought it was very bold of these street pharmacists to do their business right there in front of a firehouse. It's kind of bold, isn't it? And you got, obviously very disrespectful. But it's like, wait a minute. You don't think the firefighters can see you? Or do you not care? You know what I mean? Do you not care? Do you think that, you know, they're not going to possibly call one of their friends in the police department and say, hey, they're out there again. And look, the kids are getting out of Glenmar or they're getting out of Middle River Middle School and they're out there selling again. I mean, it's like, you know, the audacity of some of these guys. But I know they believe that they're not going to, you know, nothing's going to happen. There's going to be no consequences. And for some cases, they're right. Some cases, they're right. But I did note that Mayor Brandon Scott did not mention Ivan Bates or Eric Barron. He did credit ROCA. We've talked about that organization before. He credited GVRS, which is the gun violence reduction strategy that he has in his office, Monzi, which, again, if you're ever looking at some of the press conferences with Ivan Bates and others, they didn't usually mention Monzi or GVRS. And I'm not saying that they don't play a role at all. I'm not saying that. But when it comes to getting these, you know, drug kingpins, like, you know, it's like not just the corner boys, but these are the guys above the corner boys that are even higher than that. The reason that they're able to take down some of these drug trafficking rings the way that they have been is because of, and we heard this right from Ivan Bates, the U.S. attorney did allow him the resources to have wiretapping and all these other things. GVRS, Monzi, Safe Streets, ROCA, they weren't involved in all that wiretapping and everything that they did to take down that drug trafficking ring, even the last one that he talked about. And he did at that time give credit to Eric Barron. And I thought that was interesting because Governor Wes Moore, at that time, along with Mayor Brandon Scott, they were already taking credit for the decrease in homicides and non-fatal shootings in Baltimore City. But unfortunately, you got to look at what, you know, what the federal level brought to the table. And if you're going to sit here and you're going to try to take, you know, credit for any of this, look at what the federal level brought to the table. Acknowledge that, Mayor Scott. And then also acknowledge the fact that you are moving a lot of the violent criminals out of the city by demolishing some of these housing projects. We talked about this. And moving those voucher holders to other areas. But they don't acknowledge it. They just pat each other on the back and say, oh, good job, we got this down. Now, I did make a note here, Council President Zeke Cohen, he did speak. I did not actually save any of his audio clips. And that is because I think he was very nervous. I think he was very nervous because it was like he was kind of yelling a little bit. I don't know what was going on there. But he seemed to parrot the same talking points that we heard from Mayor Scott. Oh, crime is going down. The population is increasing in the city. The population increase, we talked about that too. That's illegal immigrants. Those are the illegal immigrants moving to Greektown, Patterson Park area. Those are illegal immigrants. And so when you're talking about a population increase, I would suspect that you would refer to those that are contributing to society, not those that are dependent on society. But that's where we are. I also wanted to just note here, of course, he took a dig at President Trump and Doge, because you're not a Democrat in Baltimore or even in the state of Maryland if you don't blame Trump for some of your problems. Take a listen.
With this unpredictable crew in D.C., the only certainty is uncertainty. They're coming after everything that really makes this country great. The right to speak your mind, to make choices about your body, to live your life, to love your spouse, and educate your children. And the right to worship the God of your choosing, Councilman Parker. Your right to exist as a black or brown, gay person or immigrant. It's the same stupidity and hatred we've seen and heard for generations.
All right. So, of course, he did take that dig at President Trump and Elon Musk saying, oh, you don't know if your rights are going to be violated because of those in D.C. Well, let me just tell you what. The list that he had there, whether it was, you know, your right to assemble, your right to a fair education. Of course, he was talking about women's rights, where he says a right to, you know, do your, what you choose to do with your body. Here's the thing. These are all the rights that Mayor Brandon Scott was very happy to take away during the COVID pandemic. If you recall, he was the one, he was like the pioneer on it. That's how he ended up with the ARPA funds of $641 million. He pat himself on the back for that one. He had the city locked down than any other jurisdiction in the state. And then you had many Baltimore City, whether a restaurant or retail owners, they were saying, hey, please, you know, let us at least do 50% capacity. All of our customers, whether it's a hair salon, whether it's a restaurant owner, they're all now going to Baltimore County and other counties because we're still locked down. There were lots of Baltimore City businesses that were not able to recover because they had them locked down for so long. That's a right that he took. And he's talking about, you know, this happening on the federal level. I'll also say, you know, the way they had the schools locked down and virtual learning. So everything that he mentioned there, he did himself right in 2020. If we're talking about a right to do what we want with our bodies, I mean, how many people were forced to get the vaccine? It was a mandate for many. And so, yes, I thought Mayor Brandon Scott sounded all right last night. I just don't agree with anything that he brought forth. You can weigh in on this, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I got a couple of text messages to read when we get back, but I want to hear from you.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
In this new poll that came out about potential 2028 candidates, a Yale youth poll, it points out, it found that both men are upside down with their party's young voters, and they found a plurality of Democrats would vote for Kamala Harris, 27.5%, AOC, 21.3%, Pete Buttigieg, Pothole Pete, 14%. No other Democrat got more than 5% of the votes. The top three candidates were the same among young Democrats only, with even stronger support for Harris at 37.4%, Ocasio-Cortez at 28.2%, which, by the way, if you're Kamala, you should be paying very close attention to it.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, don't get suckered into the same old free phone game by Big Wireless. That comes with a lot of fine print, plus. Oh, in other words, you pay more. At the end of the day, you paid for that, quote, free phone three times over. There is a better way. Pure Talk, my cell phone provider, a veteran-owned company, my sponsor, my wireless company, has a much better offer. A free phone with a qualifying plan for just $35 a month, and you get a brand new Samsung Galaxy A26. Just make the switch to Pure Talk for $35 a month. You get unlimited talk, unlimited text, 15 gigs of data with mobile hotspot and roaming, all on America's most dependable 5G network. Just dial #250, say the keyword save now, and Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team will help you make the switch in as little as 10 minutes. Again, #250, keyword save now. Get your free Samsung Galaxy with a qualifying plan when you switch to Pure Talk. Wireless by Americans for Americans.
This is Pastor David Lewis at Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. James Madison said that we have staked the whole future of American civilization not upon the power of government, far from it. We have staked the future of all of our political institutions upon the capacity of each and all of us to govern ourselves according to the Ten Commandments. So now you know why we're in trouble here in America. We've forsaken God, and I'm afraid he's about to forsake us. Our founding fathers put their lives on the line because they trusted in God. But they also trusted in themselves that they would follow the Lord and his dictates. As long as the nation will do that, God will pour out his blessings. And that's what happened here in America for many years. But if it appears to you that his blessings have ceased, it's only because we no longer hold ourselves accountable to him. We've elected leaders who have changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into the image of corruptible man, to quote Romans 1. And you see what's happened. We're reaping what we've sown, America. It's time to look in the mirror and get it right before we run out of time and God runs out to patients. Dispatcher David Lewis for the Moment of Truth.
Is your wear and carry permit about to expire? Don't wait until it's too late. At Free State Gun Range, we offer initial and renewal courses to keep you prepared and protected. Our certification is valid for 2 years, so you can be confident you're up to date and ready to go. Whether you're renewing or starting fresh, our expert instructors provide hands-on, top-notch training. Lock in your training now before prices go up. Secure your spot today. Your safety depends on it. Call Free State Gun Range now. Planning your upcoming wedding or special event? Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills will create a menu for your special event and create a room block for your out-of-town guest. Enjoy their indoor pool and fitness center. Wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast at the grill. Reach out to Lori Ruby in the sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call 410-654-0030. You can always count on Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
Springtime can bring a new season of change and growth. Getting back into activities can be difficult, though, if you suffer from pain in your feet, knees, hips, or lower back. Good Feet Arch Supports can be the solution you need. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Hear the news, then talk about it at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day. Breaking news, stimulating talk, only on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, we're talking about the State of the City address as Mayor Scott did basically a TED Talk last night. I noted there was only about maybe 60 people in the auditorium, but maybe that was, you know, purposely done. I don't know. So it looks like to me that he had mostly elected officials there. I got a text here. It says from Greg. He said, respectfully, Ms. Klasik, you're admiring a liar for becoming a better liar. There are no props to do. Greg says, let him be what he is. He's a disgrace and let everyone see it. I understand where you're coming from, Greg. And I will say that, I guess we'll agree to disagree. And the way that Mayor Scott presents himself, I think is also, it was a problem. It was definitely a problem. I don't know why there are some elected officials that choose to wear sweats, you know, hoodies and sweatpants and, you know, I just think that it looks really bad. I really do. It may be I'm old-fashioned in that sense, but, like, put on some real clothes, right? You know, don't tell me that you're inspiring children or the next generation and you're walking out of your house like you're ready to go, you know, for a hike. It's just, I don't appreciate that. Well, anyways, that is why I was giving Mayor Scott some props here because, at least he's sounding a bit more like a mayor. And I think that that should be applauded. But if you disagree with me, Greg, that's fine. Coming up next, I do want to read some of the comments that Baltimoreans were leaving on this live stream of the State of the City address. And then also, we're going to get to the Expungement Reform Act. That is what Governor Wes Moore is currently working on.
Glen Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jett.